Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to The Bucket List here on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening live of myself, April Vidal, your host today, the day after Thanksgiving and also the third night of Hanukkah this evening. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had family and friends over and had a great feast. Lit the candles for night two for Hanukkah last night, and I didn't overeat. Surprisingly, did not overeat. best turkey we've ever had. My husband made a turkey like he does every year, and the white meat was tender. Shocking. Anyway, hope you all had a great night, and you know, I don't know how many of you are out there shopping for Black Friday today, and somebody told me yesterday that they started early and they actually started a lot of this Black Friday festivities on Thanksgiving. Just gets earlier and earlier. I've got about five people on my street with Christmas lights already up that I saw go up last week, and I thought, my gosh, we just finished Halloween, for goodness sakes. Anyway, we have a great lineup for you today. Today's bucket list segment is called Comedy Corner. We've got Rocky Osborne, who is the owner of Aces Comedy Club here in Murrieta, California, and he actually helped me gather up some great comedians for you to listen to today. You know, I'm sure they've got all kinds of fun things to say about their bucket list, and I just want to thank Rocky for helping me out. He actually was on my show last week as a guest, and I think maybe an hour later he went in for knee surgery. So I didn't even realize that until I saw his post on Facebook, you know, that was happening. So anyway, we're going to get some of those comedians going for you in a few minutes, but first we want to give shout-outs to our November and beginning of December birthdays here on the bucket list. And the way, just so you guys know, the way I get my birthdays for announcements is directly from Facebook. So I usually post the shout-outs. If I've missed you and you want myself to go ahead and give you that shout-out on the line, please make sure you message me on Facebook, or you may email me. My email has changed, so make note. It is now aprilvidal1@gmail.com. Okay, again, it's aprilvidal1@gmail.com. You might have an idea for a show segment for the bucket list. I would love to hear from you. Next week I'm going to be trying to get the Lions, Tigers, and Bears rescue for big cats in Alpine, try to get them to help us out with the bucket list next week. We'll see if that happens, but I'm always looking for new ideas, and happy to hear from all of you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to our birthday segment, which consists of birthdays starting today and going all the way up until next Thursday.
Today is your birthday. Mine goes into you. Today is your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, So happy birthday to the following for November. We have Kira Rice, Whitney Vota, Monica Bagratuni Valparaiso. I don't even know if I said that last name correct. I think it's got every vowel in the last name. Christine Chan, Riley Roberts, and Crystal Gonzalez. Happy November birthday to all of you. And for our December birthdays for the first week in December, we've got Lillian Crump Patterson, Michael Gold, Jimmy Chu, Ricky Geary, Melissa Grabarkowitz, Frank Acosta, Egan Cederland, Chelsea Pereira, Jack Willoughby, Divina Lara, Danielle Frank, Haley Shear, and Jerry Bear Cutbirth. So a very happy birthday to all of you. All right, and we are here live on the Bucket List with April Vidal, better known as Miss April. We've got a caller on hold, and if you want to call in to talk to any of our comedians today, we welcome you. The number that you would call is area code 347-677-0699. Please feel free to call in, and let's see who we've got on the line right now. Area code 951, you're live on the Bucket List. Good morning, and how are you, and who is this?
Good morning, April. It's Rocky Osborne.
Good morning, Rocky. This is awesome. 2 weeks in a row with one of my favorite people. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
How was Thanksgiving? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, I had an awesome Thanksgiving, thank you. We had almost all of my family was here. My eldest son was unable to be with us. He's got some back issues. So he was at home resting, but he should be coming over tomorrow. We are celebrating our big Hanukkah night since it's a Saturday night. But thank you for asking. How about you? How was yours?
Mine was good. I actually hung out with a few friends, and it was really nice. And then I got home at a reasonable time and got some sleep, prepped myself for this great weekend.
So you could get up early again to talk to me?
So I can get up early and talk to you, yep.
Well, tell me real quick, what was going on with the surgery? You had surgery last week.
Yeah, I tore my meniscus. I had a pretty big tear in my meniscus, so the doctor went in and did whatever he did to it. I'm not really sure. I have an HMO, so I'm not really sure what happened, to be honest with you.
Huh.
I woke up and my other leg was missing. That's all I really know.
Which leg was missing?
My left leg is missing. My right knee is the one that was hurting, but now my left leg is completely missing. That's what I was saying. It really is funny, though.
God.
That was the thing is, like, I swear to you, it seemed like his whole attitude changed when he looked at my chart and he was talking. And he said, okay, we're going to meet at the surgery center. Here's what we're going to do. Oh, wait, you have an HMO. And I said, yeah. And he's like, okay. So where I told you the surgery center was? Yeah. Okay, right behind the surgery center, there's like a dumpster and a chair. Just have a seat in the chair and we'll be with you in just a little bit. It was really funny how we just kind of changed.
Gosh. Well,
so my first thing on my bucket list is to get a PPO.
Okay, no, wait. The first thing on your bucket list last week was to not ever get up this early, and you did it.
Yeah. Now it's not to have a PPO.
That's right. Hey, Rocky, we have someone else on the line. Let's go ahead and let them on. Let's see here. We've got another 951 area code. You're live on the air with Miss April on the bucket list. Good morning.
This is actually Corey LaRoy.
Well, that's cool. I didn't even ask you who you were yet. Thanks, Corey.
I know. You're welcome.
You didn't even let me get
how
to
you
that
guys?
Part. We're good.
Good.
How are
morning.
You, Corey? How are
I
you doing?
Great. I tried not to get trampled at Walmart last night. That was fun.
Oh, you did the Walmart thing.
I had to. My mom needed a bodyguard, so she made
actually,
me go with her. That was fun.
That's good. I went 2 years ago with one of my kids, and there was about five, and I'm being very serious on this comedy day, that there was about five real fights that broke out, and it was pretty scary.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I wanted to get out of there. But we did make it out with 4 printers, 2 office chairs, a camera, and something else. Seriously, all under, I think it was $120. It was amazing.
You bought Office Depot for $150. That's amazing.
Yes, I did. Well, hey, Corey, do you have something on your bucket list you'd like to share with us?
Something on my bucket list was actually to wake up on Black Friday in 2013 and be on a comedy show called The Bucket List Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, my gosh, Rocky. He beat you, buddy.
That sounds like a bunch of brown nosing, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Rocky paid me to say that.
Well, Corey, can you let our listeners know some places, you know, venues that you perform in or what's going on and who you are? Just a little background.
Yeah, of course. I'm at Aces Comedy Club as much as I can with Mr. Osborne. I've done the Ontario Improv, been down at the Madhouse in San Diego, Comedy Palace in San Diego. Pretty much anywhere they will let me go on and blabber on about a fun, interesting life.
Do you have a website that people can find you besides Facebook? Do you have anything going on?
People can follow me on Twitter.com @ Corey Leroy, CoreyLeroy.
Awesome.
I'm trying to post some funny things on there.
Great. Okay, so Rocky, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a joke for us? Do you have any kind of holiday joke or just any joke in general?
No. You know, that's the funniest thing, I think, is when people ask me, they go, oh, you're a comedian, you know, can you do a joke? And I always think to myself, or, you know, tell me a joke. And, you know, I don't really know any jokes. All my stuff is, it's all material.
Right.
But on the flip side, it could be worse, right? I could have been a proctologist, and then people ask me to do that on the spot, and that's never fun. So I'm just glad. I'm glad.
I'm glad that you're not a proctologist. I'm very glad about that. That really worries me if you were to be a proctologist. Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but.
How about you, Corey? Oh, we lost Corey. Corey, are you still there? Rocky?
That's a problem, or these comedians are a bunch of flakes.
I was just
going to
say, I don't.
Down the road.
I think you disappointed him because you didn't give us a joke. He was like, all right, fine. No joke?
If Rocky's not going to do a joke, I'm not staying on here. That's what he said.
That's right. Well, we do have another caller. Let's see who we've got live on the bucket list. We have area code 951. You're live with Miss April. Who am I speaking with? And good morning.
You're speaking with Timmy Stewart. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Timmy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. It's good to hear your voice.
I hope I called the right number that you gave me, so here I am.
Well, you got it, because here I am. And you have Rocky with you. Yeah, you've got Rocky on the line, too, who's kind of talking about dabbling and becoming a proctologist. I don't know.
Well, that's not what the conversation was about.
You want to dabble in dark stuff.
Hey, Rocky, it's my show. I can say what I want.
Yeah, I guess you can. I guess you can.
Yeah, I can. Hey, what, Timmy, can you give us a little background about who you are so our listeners know and what are some of the fun things you're doing on a serious note?
On a serious note, I'm a stand-up comedian, or at least I pretend to be. I live in the Temecula area. I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years. I got into it when I started it here in Temecula at The Edge, where Rocky Osborne actually ran the open mic there. And that's about it for me at the moment. I work here and there. At least I think I do. I really don't.
Well, Rocky says he doesn't just do, you know, jokes just on demand. Do you? Do you have a joke for us this morning?
I'm not on the spot kind of comedian. No, I'm not like Rocky.
Right.
I'm not like that either.
Right. We've got a lot of talent going on here. I can see. Stop joking.
Yeah.
No one can give me a joke. Well, I hope you both kind of think about something you can talk about there, and I'm going to let somebody else live on the line here. Let's see who we've got. Let's see. Area code 951-348. You're live on the bucket list with Miss April. Good morning, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, Miss April. This is Corey again.
Oh, Corey.
I lost connection with you guys, yeah.
How did that happen?
I had to buy some $5 DVDs at Target right now.
Are you serious? You're at Target?
Oh my gosh.
Do you have people there standing near you?
Yeah, they're right next to me, actually. I had to get Magic Mike for $5 on Blu-ray.
Why don't you have them all say good morning to us?
Hey, you want to say good morning here at Target? Lady?
Good morning.
That was a lady in the parking lot. She just looked at me and then grabbed her kid and purse tighter.
She's lying. This is Max Fleur.
Does she know she's on live radio?
You were just
on live radio. What's her name?
Four people are like, what is happening right now?
What is her name?
Would you like to be on the radio? Why not? Hold on a second. I will hand it over. You can add. There's some very
awesome.
Huge comics on the radio right now. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. You're live on the bucket list with Miss April. How are you?
Well, I don't even know what to say.
This is exciting. Who am I speaking with?
Like a big Christine.
Christine, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I just wanted to get my DVD, but here I am on the radio. So what's going on?
Yeah, this is awesome. Are you a resident of Murrieta?
I am, yes.
Awesome. Well, so am I. Do you know who I am?
Oh.
Have you ever heard of me?
Would you be offended if I said no?
I would not be offended.
Oh, okay.
I would not be offended.
I'd be offended.
I will tell you.
I'd be offended.
You'd be offended. Well, I'll tell you who I am. I am April Vidal, and I teach through the city of Murrieta. I own Miss April's Dance, and I've been there almost 25 years. So it's I don't know how you don't know me, but that's okay.
And then I'm a transplant, so, you know, I'm not from SoCal, sorry.
That's okay. Well, you're also live with Rocky Osborne and a few of his friends. We got Timmy and Corey. And
good morning.
Rocky, yeah, there we go. Hello. My nice good morning. And have you heard of Aces Comedy Club?
You know, I have.
Oh,
good girl.
Right,
good girl.
Once or twice.
Rocky, you're on the air with Rocky.
Well, hello, Rocky.
Well, hello. You frequented my club? What's up? What's the story?
I've been there once or twice.
Once or twice works. That works for me.
One time she was there, and the other time she was there, but she doesn't remember.
Yeah,
well,
this show usually goes with Rocky.
April, I'm curious, since the show's about people and their bucket list, I'd love to hear what an item on her bucket list.
Well, yeah, me too.
A bucket list. Oh, I can do this. This is going to be fun.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
I would like to meet Steve Carell. I just think he is just so cute.
Ah, special requests on the bucket list.
Do you know anybody
Pardon me?
Do you know anybody who I can, like, you know, meet him through?
Well, right
the
now,
guy who,
I
the
don't.
The guys whose phone you have.
I don't. God, it's such an interesting person. There's so many comedians or different people I could say, oh yeah, well, I could probably call or I could find out. But it's not like he's touring, doing comedy or anything. He does Strictly. But I hear he's a great guy, and we have a comedian friend of ours who's a 40-year-old virgin. So it's quite possible I could get close.
I know. Everybody thinks it's the weirdest thing in the world, but I don't know. I love that guy. Got mad love.
No. That's not weird at all. Actually,
all right.
You know, we're all weird on the bucket list today. I think we're just all about weird. So you're totally fine. Well, listen,
yeah, I mean,
Christine,
I got called out in the parking lot of Target.
Yeah, this is how Miss April rolls, okay? Now you know who I am, And and you can call into my show anytime. You can find me on Blog Talk Radio. You can add me on Facebook and follow my shows. And I hope you have a great day, Christine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
you
very much.
Happy holidays.
What I bought?
Pardon me?
Can we ask her what she bought today?
You can ask her whatever you want.
What did you buy at Target today for Black Friday?
What did I buy at Target? Well, I was going to pick up Magic Mike, but somebody stole the last copy. Then
she's a funnier comedian than Corey.
Yeah. I love her, yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, just some $5 PJs because you can't go wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
PJs.
They're awesome.
Go ahead, Ross.
I'm sorry. One last thing, Christine, for joining us and doing this. It's so much fun. But by all means, you give Corey your name, and then you give me a call later on at the Comedy Club, and I'm going to give you 2 free tickets for jumping on the call and joining us. It was really nice of you.
Well, thank you very much. Yay!
We're in the holiday spirit.
I will definitely do that.
Aw, and Christine?
Yes.
Now you know me.
I do. Miss
you
April
do.
Dance Studio?
No studio. Just Miss April Dance.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just run through
thing.
The streets. Yes.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Listen, Christine, have a beautiful holiday season. Be safe and happy. And thanks again for joining us.
Oh, no worries. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, Christine. Okay. And now we've got 2 more callers. Let's let them on. Let's see who we've got here. Area code 760, you're live on the air with the Bucket List. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Anita Milner.
Good morning, Anita Milner. How are you?
I'm just doing great. Able to sit up and take nourishment at my advanced age.
Do you have something on your bucket list you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, I do. I do. Well, I'm 77 years old and still doing comedy, but there are some things I would like to do.
Wait, 77?
I think. Pardon?
77?
Yes, I'm 77, and I'm Rocky has given me some very good shows to do, so I'm grateful to him for that.
Don't let her fool you. She's got the body of a 30-year-old.
What?
I was just going to say she sounds very. I was going to say she sounds very sexy for 77.
Oh, I'm very alert. I'm very alert. Oh. Yes, but I just found out. I'm kind of thrilled. I found out that Clint Eastwood's getting a divorce, and so I think maybe I might take another shot at him. So you know, he's finally probably realized all those young women, he can't handle them anymore, and I think he's ready for his own age group now. So
what do you have on your bucket list?
Besides Clint Eastwood, I was going to try to learn twerking, but I was afraid I'd break a hip.
Twerking.
And then this morning I made an appointment for a manicure pedicure, and I think what I really would like to do is to learn Vietnamese because I'm dying to know what they're saying about me. I know it's not that I have the cutest little feet they've ever seen.
Anita, I'm with you on that's a really good one because one time I got a pedicure and they were speaking in Vietnamese and I was a little bit offended because you know it was very obvious they were speaking about me. So
of course they are.
I said, "Excuse me, what are you saying?" And she said, "Oh, I say your feet look like that of pig." And I said, I'm serious. And I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Yeah, oh, no, it's a good thing. In our country, it means good luck." And I said, "You know what? I found no humor in it. I was very offended." But then when I left, I looked down at my feet with my half pedicure because I got so mad I left. And I thought, you know, my feet do look like that of pig. So whatever. But, yeah, that was not good. Hey, we've got 2 more on the line. Let's see who we've got here. Okay. 808 area code. You're live on the air on the bucket list with April Vidal and the rest of the comic gang. Who am I speaking with?
I'm a little early. This is Paul Ogata calling.
Paul Ogata.
Paul. Paul. It's okay
never
to
heard
be
of
early.
Paul Ogata.
I'd rather you
oh,
be
okay.
early than late.
well, this has been a fascinating conversation. The bucket list. It's such a weird concept. It's a list of things
yes.
people want to do before they die. And I don't look at it as grim. I look at it as an opportunity to give these people something that they're missing and then kill them because it's a, it's part of the deal, right? If I introduce that lady to Steve Carell, I can then throttle her unconscious. Is that the way it works?
I'm telling you, Paul's a little crazy.
Well, and nice to meet you, Paul.
Oh, hello,
note.
Everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Anita's 77. On her bucket list is lunch. So, I mean, everyone's list is different.
And a manicure pedicure.
Well, Paul, what is an item on your bucket list, you know, before you go killing people? What?
Maybe that's my bucket list.
God.
You know, Anita, Paul Ogata could probably teach you what they're saying to you at the manicure shop.
Oh, that's right.
No. He doesn't speak any Vietnamese.
I like how Timmy was joking, but April immediately jumped on and said, oh, that's right. I saw his picture. He looks Asian.
Well, my husband's Asian, but he doesn't speak Vietnamese either.
I've just added someone else to my bucket list, April.
Oh, you did? Uh-oh. Oh, my God. I'll let him know.
I'm just taking into account that all Asians speak the same language. It makes it easier for me to be racist about it.
Right, it's a language, right? Do you speak Asian?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, did you hear earlier that Rocky kind of was talking about becoming a proctologist? I don't
oh,
know
that's
if you're
good,
interested.
He's always talking about looking up a few old friends. I didn't know that's what he meant. Okay.
I think it's important let me step in here because I want to back up on the racist thing. Paul is not Vietnamese. That's why he doesn't speak Vietnamese. Vietnamese own the nail salons. Paul's Japanese. They own everything else.
That's right. Wait a minute now. I'm Jewish. Aren't we in there somewhere?
Just in the movie industry, I think.
Oh, okay. Hey, we've got someone else live on the air. Let's see who we've got here. Area code 619. You're live on the bucket list speaking with April. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dan.
Dan the man?
Yep, Dan. How's everybody doing this morning?
Dan
Burrito,
good morning.
Dan Booblitz.
Dan.
That's right.
Dan Booblitz. I wasn't sure how to say that. I didn't know if it was Bublitz or Booblitz or, but it's a.
No, Boublier.
We usually call him Booblitz.
It's Booblitz.
Hey, Dan, do you have something on your bucket list you'd like to share with us?
I do, but I'm not sure if I want to tell. I'm afraid Paul might kill me after I say it.
Does it have to do with a proctologist at the nail salon? Or?
No, but he's talking about wanting to kill people after they said what they wanted on their bucket list.
Not wanting to kill people, fulfilling their dreams, Dan.
Okay. We're looking at the glasses half full. Got it. I would actually like to go see the Great Wall of China. That's actually one thing I would like to do. Along just
okay.
with more traveling.
I think Paul's got a teleport there. Devin, like I said, something got really awkward, and I apologize.
Well,
I think Timmy
said
he thinks Paul has a house out there.
Oh, I don't think that's awkward. Paul,
yeah,
do you have a house out there?
Oh, yeah, we all do. It's.
Hey,
what we do when we're not speaking Asian, we're buying houses across the Asia.
Along the Great Wall of China.
Paul, can you give us a little background on some of the things you've done along your comedy journey?
Well, as far as that goes, as far as my comedy journey goes, it's been fulfilling. I've actually done a lot of things on my comedy bucket list. There's on Comedy Central, Showtime, The Late Late Show. I've toured the world doing comedy. I've actually done a movie with Ron Jeremy called Porn Dogs. So it's been a rich, fulfilling life.
Did you do comedy in that movie or something else?
It was a fluff.
Debatable. Yeah, it's very subjective. but yes, I assume it's a comedy, yeah.
Okay, and Dan, what are you currently up to? That's a scary thing to ask. Wait a minute. Let me rephrase that.
G-rated, G-rated.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'm actually in Texas right now. I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, Texas. Okay.
Visiting some family, and that's about it.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was good. It was good.
I have a question for all of you. Did any of you have turkey last night with the stuffing in, you know, coming right out of the turkey?
Appropriate.
I don't know where mine came from. I just received it. So it was just stuffing, and then the turkey was on top when it came to me.
Denny's. That was Denny's. Rocky was at Denny's last night.
Trying to be serious. Well, no, because I've heard that, you know, when you put the stuffing in the turkey nut, you're not supposed to do that because of bacteria and so forth. But I don't know. I always put my stuffing separate now. I don't shove it in the cavity there.
Well, so far, I'm still alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. All of us grew up eating stuffing out of a turkey, and none of us grew up with salmonella and all this stuff. And now people are taking stuffing out of the turkey, and everybody's gluten-free and allergic to peanuts. What's going on? I think there's a correlation here.
Hey, guys, we have somebody else waiting to talk to all of you. Area code 714, you're live on the bucket list on Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Well, that might be Vince Harper. 714,
good morning,
that's
Vince
where
Harper.
I'm calling from. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing? Very good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I actually looked on your Facebook. I was lurking and creeping and whatever else you want to call it. And I noticed we have, and I won't say the name on the air, but we have a few mutual friends, and that surprised me. Yeah, so we'll have to talk about that later. Very interesting.
That's really wild. I have only a few friends, so it's got to be of three people I know. We'll go through that list later.
Sure, and it's probably the people that I never talk to that are on my list, and they're only your friends. So, yeah.
I just
want to
talk about my bucket list.
I want to hear about your bucket list.
I got some things I really want to achieve. First of all, I want to have my way with Anita Milner. I don't know if you know her.
Oh, I know her.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She is the ultimate
Anita.
Well,
you are so bad. You are so bad.
Yes, Anita. That's not Anita there, is it?
Yes,
it is.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Oh, you know what? I got to go. I do have one other thing I would love to do. I would love to perform at Aces Comedy Club in Marietta just one more time before I die.
Are you getting weepy?
Yeah, there's a guy, Rocky Osborne, owns the club. I don't know if you're familiar with Rocky.
Yeah.
I know. He knows Anita, and I was hoping that I could have my way with Anita at Rocky's Comedy Club Aces there on a Saturday night, and I think that would finish. That would be it. If I could do that, there's nowhere else to go. Then I could have Paul Agoda. I don't know if you know Paul. He could kill me.
Well, you know, Rocky has some old furniture in there. I'm sure you and Anita can just pull up a couch
whoa, that is new furniture. That's brand spanking left
furniture.
Behind.
It's
my reputation in 1 minute.
Is that Rocky? Is that Rocky? Oh, my God, this is embarrassing. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
You got Dan
I just added something
and him.
To my,
I just added something in my bucket list. I want to be able to turn on the TV and not see a commercial of Vince Harper doing the robot next to a vacuum cleaner. Would be nice.
Roomba,
I see that commercial
Roomba,
every time I turn on the TV.
Roomba, Roomba, got a Roomba vacuum cleaning up my life.
Are you getting paid to do this right now? Are you getting paid to do that?
Are we allowed selfless promotion like that?
No, no.
Can I say, you know, I got to tell you, I think the bucket list is really just not, I think it's a lot of people die trying to complete that list. You got your skydivers, you're swimming with the sharks. This is crazy, crazy stuff. One guy actually went out of a plane and his parachute didn't open. He died landing on a bucket. It's incredible. These bucket lists are not a good idea.
Come on now.
It happened. It happened just like that.
Are one of you getting a phone call?
Probably Rocky.
No.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
None.
I don't think
it's... Nobody likes
it. I think it's Anita. I think it's one of Anita's callers.
No. It's Clint Eastwood.
It's Anita.
Trying to three-way on the phone with Anita.
Oh, poor Anita. Poor Anita. No more reputation. I had such a good reputation.
Your reputation is the reason I want to be with you, Anita.
Oh, dear God, I don't know that I want to know.
Anita is the town's G-MILF, so.
Is it what?
Said you're the town's G-MILF.
Corey. Corey, are you still there?
Yes, Corey. I am. Sorry,
are
I was
you
watching
still at Target?
Magic Mike.
Oh, you're already watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. I thought maybe you were in the parking lot still at Target. I wasn't sure what you were doing there with Christine.
Well, I tried to get that girl's number earlier, and I don't have enough pets there.
Corey, is it too late for you to pick me up some duct tape?
I can get you some duct tape off.
I've got a date with Anita Milner.
you got it.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll have to speak to her in Vietnamese when you're with her.
I've got a translator. Paul Agoda does all my translations for me.
Rocky, did you say you're confused?
I am so confused. This conversation took a left turn. So I'm still trying to figure out what Corey's doing. So Corey's sitting in a parking lot watching Magic Mike and reading 50 Shades of Grey. I don't understand what he's doing. The next thing you're going
to
hear is a siren of Corey being arrested, I think.
Hey, I got a question. When I was asking you all to be guests on my show, which, by the way, I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. I got a message asking, I wasn't sure if it was Rocky that wrote to me, asking, you know, give me a little background on, you know, what you've done. I've got Timmy, Man versus Food. I kind of wanted to know a little bit about that
oh
response.
The credential for Man versus Food, Rocky's actually referring to anytime anyone gets near me when I'm eating dinner. So that's what that entails.
Timmy, were you at Rocky's roast for his birthday?
I was, actually.
Okay.
Timmy was eating roast.
No, Timmy's he was eating Rocky.
Timmy's the big guy that was on stage. I think he was sitting dead center. He was the big guy sitting on stage. That's why I made the man versus food joke. I would like to recant and apologize for saying such a thing. Timmy has specifically asked me not to pick on him on this show.
Oh, well, all I saw was a guy with a really nice smile. So
that was Paul Ogata.
No, I couldn't see him. No, I couldn't see Paul behind the podium when he got up to speak.
That wasn't the podium. That was me.
Paul is the one that came out from behind, from under the table, underneath the tablecloth, and spoke. Yes.
Oh, God. By the way, Rocky, your daughters are they is anything on their bucket list have to do with becoming comedians or no?
You know, my youngest daughter did a year ago did comedy at her talent show at school, but
okay.
She's currently going to school to become an event planner. And
okay.
So, no, I don't think either one of them. My older daughter, you know, like any other kid, I think, wants to, you know, be famous, but they just want it to magically happen.
Right.
Right.
You can go to school to be an event planner.
Yes.
Just teach you how to use a calendar. What is that? How does that work?
Well,
you got a plan to go to school for it, so.
And he asked me not to pick on him. I'm really confused how I can keep that from happening.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I got nothing.
There's a huge need for Vietnamese event planners.
April, I was on your call last week with friends and family, and I've been graced with the opportunity to be on the call again this week, but I have yet to hear what's on your bucket list.
Oh, interesting. Miss
yeah,
April
so she's
has...
been through all of our web pages. Which one of us is it?
Oh, definitely Anita.
I'll get the ducky.
No, actually, I have a lot of different things on my bucket list. One of the things is just to keep going to the big cat rescues. I've been to two. And I really enjoy, you know, looking at the tigers and the lions. And 2 weeks
bears.
Ago, I even – and bears. Have you guys heard of the place? You can look at the pictures. It's called Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And it's in Alpine.
Oh
and actually
–
yes, exactly.
Club?
Pardon me?
Sounds like a fetish club. Tell me more.
Well, they may be on my show next week. So you're going to want to – listen to that episode, but another one on my bucket list is to go to Italy. Really want to go there, and minor things that a lot of people you'll hear typically a lot of people want to do. I also would love to overcome my anxiety of height. That's a big one on my bucket list. I don't like being high.
Anxiety.
Well, why are you talking to Paulo Gatta then?
Oh, I have so many things, Rocky. So many things.
So
many
people on my bucket list right now.
Yes. So many people. Hey, I have a question. Do any of you sing?
In the shower.
Karaoke.
Okay. I was just curious if any of you want to do more.
What's that, Rocky?
No, I was just thinking in my head, we used to do comedy at a place called It's All Good Bar and Grill, and they had gone out of business. It's All Out of Business Bar and Grill now. But they would have karaoke there, or we would sing, and Timmy and I would, you know, get up and sing karaoke songs for fun. But I would have to guess, I was just thinking in my head, God, if I had to pick somebody in this group that I would guess, not knowing that I would guess was a good singer, I would go with Vince Harper.
Vince is a good singer. You know what, actually,
Vince?
If I could sing, I wouldn't even try to be funny. I swear to God. That, and I don't even put it on my bucket list because I'm not going to fool myself. But I wish I could sing. I would love to be the Billy Joel proverbial piano man just working in a bar. People love my music. They come in and stuff some bread in my jar. Boom, that's it. I'm happy. I'm done. Me and Anita go off in the sunset. I think I can do it.
See, Rocky, I would love to be a stand-up comedian. Also, that is something on my bucket list.
Why wouldn't you? You know, you should write some stuff and then come out and do our open mic night on a Sunday.
Don't listen to her.
Well,
come on, Rocky,
see,
step it up. Let's get her to headline next week.
Give her 45 minutes from the get-go.
Listen, Rocky's already getting $20 at the end of the night for his shows, so let's not take his money away. That you don't want me headlining.
Yes.
But here's my deal. I don't think I ever want to be or could be the comedians that you all are. I have a different idea. Is just to stand on stage and just bag on people. I think that'd be great. I mean, no act written up. No, just random. Just walk on stage and not know what I'm getting myself into. Is that dangerous?
Rocky does that every week, and it doesn't work out for him. So
I better not do that.
Actually, April, that's what we're doing here.
That's
yeah, I doubt anybody prepped for this phone call.
Well, yeah, I'm sure not.
I didn't either. I'm just like, hey, come on my show. Let's just talk. Let's just, you know, bag on. Well, I don't think we're bagging on Anita. Everybody, Anita, you're very loved. Everybody loves Anita.
Anita's a sweetheart.
They do?
Wow. Yeah.
I love when Anita sends me Christmas cards every year.
Oh,
and $5.
What do I send you?
The $5 every year, you're like, go buy yourself a new sweater.
Oh, the ugly Christmas sweater parties. I love those. Hey, Rocky, you
funny
can
is, we're
do
actually
that.
Doing that. Yeah, at Aces.
We should do that this weekend, wear an ugly Christmas sweater, get in for free.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
good
I
idea.
Think you should.
So that
I
means I could just come
then...
shirt off.
So that means Rocky just wears his normal clothing.
This year on my bucket list, I would like to say that I would like to see none of these guys at Aces Comedy Club.
Hey, I have a sweater that I made last year. We were at a party where you make your sweater, and they just had, you know, a bunch of crafts and supplies out, and you brought a sweatshirt. And I actually, it wasn't really an ugly sweater, but it was, I made an elephant out of my shirt. I cut off an arm, and I stuck it on the front and made a trunk. And I thought that was ugly, and everyone was like, oh, that's real. I know, it's an interesting sweater, but I bet a guy could probably wear that sweater on their legs.
I think you can get in free at Aces Comedy Club this weekend.
Yeah, but, you know, you could kind of use it as a leg warmer, I'm thinking. Can you kind of picture that, Rocky?
I'm lost again. I just want to reiterate what you said. You're talking about a leg warmer, but you said you took the trunk, you moved a sleeve off, moved it to the front of the shirt, but a man should wear that around his waist. I don't think leg warmer is what I'm thinking right now.
Rocky would have to wear a doll sweater.
And also, depending on how distended a woman's thing is, maybe she could wear that as well. And and you can have your friends at the Big Cat Rescue help out with that.
Big Cat Rescue.
Corey, are you still watching Magic Mike?
I am, and I have my leg warmer out.
Leg warmer.
Hey guys, would you be able to hold on? And we need to take a commercial break. And we'll be right back, about 30 seconds. Everybody good?
No problem.
All right.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're back live on The Bucket List with our comedians for Comedy Corner. And, guys, I gave you some thinking music there. If there was one thing you could do, top of your list, first thing that comes to your mind, I'd like you each to just kind of blurt out something you haven't said yet, okay? So, Rocky?
What's the question?
Oh, God. Are you still on the Jeopardy thinking?
I'm still hearing Jeopardy music in my head from the commercial.
Yeah, this doesn't necessarily have to be a long-term bucket light item. One thing that you want to do, just one thing.
As odd as it sounds, I would love to see Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Dan?
Travel more. I'd like to see the country, just all sorts of places.
Okay, Anita?
I'd like to have my own Comedy Central special, and then I can die. But
okay.
Not on the special.
In that order?
Yeah, there you go. Vic?
Yeah, I would like to have my own HBO special. And that would be the one where I have my way with Anita Milner, right there on HBO.
It's on after midnight. It's on after midnight.
I had such a good reputation before today.
Real
okay,
sex
Paul.
With Anita Milner.
Okay. How about you, Paul?
I'd like to go to space.
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
Okay, Corey.
Oh, honestly, I would like
that.
I would like to start an organization for foster children. Like to give back to them.
Very nice. Okay, very good. Well, Paul, I just want to let you know, my dad is getting ready to retire. 50 years at Jet Propulsion Lab. He works in DSN, which is Deep Space Network. Maybe I can hook you up to you know, putting on a little suit and going out to space.
Or maybe he can help you retire.
Oh, there you go. do you just want to float around in space, or do you actually want to go to a planet? Or what do you want to do?
I
want to
kill the Death Star. Yeah, I want to do all the spacey things you see in movies, like kissing your sister and fighting with laser swords.
The truth is, Paul wants to go to space because it's the only ride that doesn't have a height requirement.
Oh my gosh!
Oh
wow! Rocky, so
I want to have Thanksgiving dinner next year in space. Thanksgiving dinner with Rocky and watch him try and stuff the turkey like a proctologist, one finger at a time.
Oh wow! I just threw up in my mouth.
I'm going to go get some leftovers now.
That's a turkey I'm not going to eat. I'm sorry, guys.
I can't believe I'm getting hungry.
Thank you.
God. Question. Will you all come back to the bucket list another time? I would love to have you all back to the show.
I don't see it happening.
Two is my limit. Two is my limit.
Could I put in my bucket list thing? I haven't even told mine yet. I just realized.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'd love to be a writer for a talk show in the future.
The View?
Absolutely.
Or the Bucket List?
Or the Bucket List.
Yeah, the Bucket List. Well, you can always tell me what you want me to say and just shoot it over to me. You can come on my show every day if you want.
Oh, I think the FAA might have a problem with your brother, or whatever the radio censors might have a problem with what I have to say.
I'd like to amend my bucket wish. I want my bucket wish to negate, I think, the one side of life. So that's because I am a happy man. Okay, I'm glad that we ended this on a high note.
Wow.
Was he speaking Vietnamese? What the heck?
I don't know what that was.
No,
we kind of lost
speaking Asian.
Oh, Asian. I lost reception there. Was that Paul, I'm assuming?
That's the other guy. We'll go with that.
Paul, he sounds like he's in outer space right now.
Yeah, I don't know what. Paul, what are you, maybe he's doing something
Paul's,
in Turkey. I don't know.
Paul's actually talking to the other girls around him about us.
Oh, he has other girls?
He's Asian, and he's probably doing nails.
Oh.
The first nail salon in space. Wear your ugly sweater, and we'll do your first toe free.
Everybody gets a turkey.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, listen, to all of you, I wish you guys a really happy holiday. Thank you so much
wait,
for coming on the show.
We have
Wait a minute. We're not done.
Don't
run away.
I was just going to ask you all to please let each one of you are going to let us know where the next place that we can see you in action. So, Rocky, you being a highlight anywhere besides Aces?
No, I'm actually, since the surgery, I'm actually don't think I'll be performing much of anywhere for the next month or for the next month and a half. So, yeah, come catch me at Aces Comedy Club every week, usually hosting or seating people.
He's
okay,
much easier
great.
To catch now, too.
Is anybody else, Anita?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to be at the Changa Comedy Club January 9th and 10th. I'll be featuring for Harry Basil, which sounds like an off-color condiment of some sort, but he's a very, very funny, clean comic. And the Pechanga Comedy Club website will give you the dates and how to buy tickets.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
And how about you? You're welcome, dear. How about Dan?
I will be at the Comedy Palace on December 6th and the 10th in San Diego.
Okay. Okay, and Vic?
Vic? I don't know of any Vic.
I wait a minute.
Talk to me. Vince.
Wait, who's Vic?
That's very hurtful.
Wait. Oh, gosh.
Michael.
I'm sorry. That's how you say Vince in Vietnamese. Vic.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Nice save.
Yeah, that was good.
I will be at the I'll be at the Brea Improv this Saturday. Then I'll also be at Aces Comedy Club, but Rocky will have to give you the date on that.
That sounds like a lot of pressure. I don't know the date on it. It'll be, I think it's March.
March. I'll be there in March. I'll be there for the month of March.
Okay.
I'm
how
the
about
first
you,
comic
Paul?
To ever play there for a full month.
You can catch
really?
Me next Thursday through Sunday at Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont, and then the following week after that at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and then the week after that in Tacoma as well as Vancouver, Canada. And just go to hallofbattle.com and find out where I am and talk to me and get you free wish also.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul's in space, and then Corey.
I will be, you can catch me at Aces Comedy Club this Sunday at 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday, I believe the 4th, I will be at Sal's Comedy Hall in North Hollywood.
Great. And how about you, Timmy?
I don't have anything lined up soon. You can probably catch me at Shamrock's next Tuesday, and if not there, I'm always at Hometown Buffet just doing my thing.
Oh, that's awesome. We love Hometown Buffet. All right, hey, guys, it's been a great hour. I appreciate you all calling in and hanging out with us live on the bucket list. Make sure that you guys, you know, make a list. Don't stop. Whatever you talked about today, keep going, make it bigger, and then call back again and share with us some new ideas you have, all right?
You got
it.
Wasn't
big enough? Is that what you're saying?
Say what?
It wasn't big enough? Is that what you're saying?
No, it wasn't. I want bigger and better.
Okay.
Bigger and better. Like Timmy.
Oh, wow.
Bigger and better.
Like Timmy.
This is hard.
What's hard?
This is hard, this whole bigger thing. It's a lot of stuff.
Vince, that's a whole other show, Vince. That's a whole other show.
Oh, man.
Typical woman. Typical woman asking
well,
for you to come back and make it bigger.
Anita, are you with me on that one, right?
Yes, I plead the fifth.
All right, guys, have a great day and have a great Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year, whatever you celebrate. Thanks again, guys, and see you tomorrow. That'd be great.
Thank
you guys
so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. You're welcome.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys. All right, so those were our comedians for the day, and they are awesome. I love meeting new people on the bucket list. I did see a few of these gentlemen, and I think Anita might have been at the roast as well over at Aces, and this is a great place to be. And again, I wanted to thank Rocky for contacting his posse there and having them call in today for Comedy Corner. You can listen in every Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., live on the Bucket List here. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. I also want to do a quick shout-out to the SACA Network, Restita and Bob Dio, for having me on the network and allowing me to have a show. Thanks again, guys. Have a great day, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.